When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I think packing anxiety is a real thing. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Oh, it totally is.
And I always get packing anxiety, so I'm leaving for a trip to Florida tomorrow night to Orlando to see my youngest daughter who lives down there. And we're only going for 3 days. So my husband's like, Sue.
It doesn't matter if it was one night.
I know.
When we went to the Gracies, it was for a one-night stay, and both of us packed
like medium-sized suitcases.
Yeah.
I know. So he said, look, let's not check a bag. It's only a weekend. You can get everything in a carry-on. And just the thought of now trying to do that is giving me complete
anxiety. Restriction. It's
yeah,
the restriction rule.
Of like, how on earth? And for me, it's my shoes and my personals more than the clothing.
Right.
Because I have a shoe thing, and I like to have like a lot of different shoe options. And I know I'm there for a couple of nights. It's kind of crazy. But I bought packing cubes because everybody tells me that these packing cubes, which are not expensive, I bought them on Amazon for like $16.
What do they look like? Because I've
like
never
pouches.
Heard of these.
They're okay. Literally like little pouches in all different sizes, and you put your stuff in there, and you can kind of press it down, get the air out, and then zip it up. And you're supposed to be able to kind of organize things either by category or by outfit.
Are they
and get
single,
more in,
like
yeah.
by themselves, or are they all attached?
No,
like
they're
somehow?
All single, and they're all different sizes. So
okay.
I want people to convince me. Number one, that I can actually do this.
I didn't know this was even a thing. I had
and
no
number
idea.
Two, yeah, our packing cubes, what people say they are. So let's take some calls. Hi, Morning Magic. Who's this?
Melissa.
Melissa, do you use packing cubes?
I do.
Are they as life changing as people have been telling me? Please say yes.
Yes, they keep my stuff neater and more organized. I don't know that they save you a ton of space and you could use a carry on.
See, that's what I've never heard of packing cubes, so I don't. I was thinking you were talking about the vacuum seal stuff.
No. They're just like pouches that you put all your stuff in. Yeah.
Oh, God.
And they're fabulous. Like when I get to a hotel, usually I wouldn't use the drawers. I'm a little ridiculous. But now I just stick my cubes in the drawers, and everything's organized by the type of clothes. It's ready to go. I roll the stuff into it. I fit a lot in there. But whether I actually bring less, I don't know if that's true statement.
Yeah.
Right.
But I have a question, Melissa, and that's what I was going to ask you. Yep. Do you pack the packing cubes by, like, shirts are in one, whatever, or by outfit?
I do. I have, like, a packing cube of, like, you know, underwear and bras and bathing suits, and then one with shirts and one with shorts, so that they're all ready to go in the drawers in order, ready for me to grab.
So and you don't do them by outfit. You do them separate by whatever the item is.
I do. I find that it just keeps them less wrinkled. But
and do you roll them when you put them in the packing cube, or do you lay them flat?
Nope, I roll them.
Okay.
I feel like that keeps them less wrinkled as well.
Got it. All right.
Like,
well, tonight I'm trying
it. I have a hard side luggage, so it keeps it so that things aren't just a huge jumbled mess in there. I fit them in perfectly in the hard side luggage. They're well worth it, in my opinion.
Okay.
And
got
I like
it.
The fact that you put those in the drawers wherever you go in the hotel, because I don't put things in drawers because I'm always afraid I'm going to leave stuff behind and lose them. So that's actually a smart way to just pick up and put back in your suitcase and not forget anything at home. So.
Love it.
It's so easy.
Thank you, Melissa.
Luck.
I'll let you know tomorrow how it goes because I'm packing tonight.
Oh, God.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Your husband is going to he's going to come into the room and you're going to have these things lined up. Did you say you have them already?
I have them.
Okay.
But I just get so jealous because he walks in and he'll put three pairs of shorts, a few t-shirts, his bathing suit, zip up, and he never thinks about it again. And I agonize over it.
I do think women pack a lot more because we have different types of shoes. It is a little bit easier for guys to wear like a nicer pair of sneakers, even with
and
a
then
fitted
one
pair of
nice loafers for at night. Yeah,
right.
That's all he'll need. And I'm like, oh, I need flats, I need wedges, I need flip flops, I need sneakers.
Can I ask one more time? How long are you going?
For a weekend. It is crazy. I have a problem. I know. I'm aware of it.
Oh, my God. Please call us. I don't know. Does this work? Is she going to be able to do... The carry-on challenge, to me, is the more difficult piece to this. Like,
yeah.
How you're going to get everything into a carry-on, I have no idea. But... Maybe the listeners have an idea. Call us 617-655-1067.